trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
Bang. This is it, Bears fans. The NFL draft begins today. Who will the Bears choose in the first round? We'll break down all the possibilities throughout the day. And be with us all day tomorrow for analysis and reaction. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Wolves are down 2-1 in a best-of-five playoff round. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota is expected to go second overall in tonight's NFL draft, and according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, it might be to the Bears, who are in trade talks with the Titans, who hold that second spot. All the reports, questions, predictions, they're going to get thrown out the window beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL draft goes live from our fair city of Chicago. Draft Town is open right now in Grant Park to the public. Bears running back Matt Forte was not at voluntary workouts or the Piccolo Awards, but all this was out in the open with GM Ryan Pace.
I also let him know. I was like, look, I'm going to Florida to train, and when the schedule just came out, it looks like I'm going to miss the first 2 weeks, and I just want to let you know I'm going to be down there. I'm not, like, angry or anything because, you know, you guys don't want to talk to me about an extension or something
Forte
like that.
Forte told BNB he's not going to hold out, and that's at BoersandBernstein.com. It's also coming up next here on The Score. Bears head end Martellus Bennett is expected to remain a Bear throughout the draft weekend. Bears head coach John Fox said so himself today. Trade rumors sparked that comment. You know, Chicago isn't all football today. Just ask our very own David Schuster, who's covering Game 6 between the Bulls and Bucks up in Milwaukee. David? David Schuster time.
All right, good afternoon, Adam. And the Bulls dearly want to win tonight for a litany of reasons. The obvious one is because a victory finally wraps up this series. The second one is because it would give them a few days to rest up for the hopeful next series against Cleveland. And the third one is because no one wants to go to a seventh game, which would be on Saturday night. And for all those wondering, no one in the history of the NBA has ever blown a 3-0 lead in a series. 115 times, teams have gone up 3-0, and no one ever lost the next four. So the Bulls trying not to be part of dubious history. Live up in Milwaukee, I'm David Schuster on WSTR, The Score.
And today, Nikola Mirotic finished second in the Rookie of the Year voting. Minnesota's Andrew Wiggins won that. Sox and Twins tonight for Minnesota. Chris Sale is on the mound. Adam LaRoche is the DH. Jose Abreu remains at first base. Cubs will host the Brewers tomorrow afternoon. The Blackhawks host the Wild to kick off Series 2, 8:30 puck drop from the United Center. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now. For more information, visit 670score.com/roast. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is today. 6:35 pregame. White Sox and Twins on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guys at St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
There's a report here via Twitter, and this was retweeted by Ian Rappaport. The Chicago Bears are in contact with the Titans to move up to second overall to draft Marcus Mariota. I'm going to go in another room and vomit.
I'm not. What have we been saying, though?
I told you that.
I'm not surprised. I know. I told you a long time ago.
No, I pinned my guy down. I said, don't lie to me. I said, if they're really being honest, if you really think they're interested, he said, yeah. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah,
they like Mariota.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
No way. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for God.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Westside Mike, you're on The Score.
I'm going to go to the draft. I'm going to take a nice pitch and a nice suit that I'm going to wear. I'm going to show these garbage how to dress Chicago way.
The Chicago? Go away, right?
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Yeah, he's hot garbage.
He's hot garbage. That ended the lesson. I had a friend who was hot garbage. That's the Chicago way. I do not approve of your methods. You're hot garbage.
I don't think we're even out of here anymore anyway.
Harry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein, but I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Matt Forte joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow him on Twitter at MattForte22 as well, and he is in town. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, I think we'd
ask you the same thing.
Yeah, I think we'll get to a lot of stuff. But before we sort of dive in, curious what you are going to be doing with FedEx and the draft tonight and Twitter and all that.
Yeah, I'm just part of FedEx's Aaron Ground Player of the Week. And, you know, this year they're doing the first quarterback taken and the first running back taken tonight will be recognized as the FedEx Aaron Ground Player of the Draft. And FedEx will donate $2,500 to the local chapter of American Red Cross in the city that those draft picks were picked in. And the fans got in 16 NFL draft by tweeting at FedEx and using the hashtags Air and Ground and Draft Sweeps.
Nice.
So it then raises the question, you're in town now for this. Would it have been so difficult to come in for the Piccolo Award?
Yeah, I know. I've been getting that question a lot, but I'm glad you asked me that because the thing that I've been trying to explain, well, I did explain, but I didn't really go into detail, was that I, in the beginning of the offseason, you know, we got a new coach and everything, and met the coaches, met with Ryan Pace, the GM, and, you know, I was asking them afterwards, well, I asked Ryan Pace's secretary for our offseason schedule, and we hadn't gotten it yet. So I had planned on, like I said, planned on going down to Florida and train and do all that stuff, and so I hadn't gotten the schedule. And so I knew that we weren't really going to probably do much until after the draft. So I scheduled my training trip, and it, you know, coincided with that. And also these appearances that I'm doing right now for the draft, you know, we, you know, schedule those ahead of time anyway because they have to have time to promote it and do all that stuff. So that also was, you know, already scheduled ahead of time too. And everybody was like, well, how come you can't go to minicamp for the Piccolo Award? But you can go to all these autograph signings and these, you know, appearances and stuff, but those were already done way before our schedule even came out. So our schedule came out March 30th, and I realized that, you know, the Piccolo Award was on Tuesday, and me and my family, who was in Florida, were coming back on Wednesday. And so I sent, you know, they asked me if I was going to be there, and I was like, no, I'm coming back on Wednesday. But I sent in my acceptance speech. You know, the only thing I really regret is, you know, by not being there is, not asking them to, I guess, try to move the date so that I could be there. But I kind of thought about that, and I figured that would kind of be high maintenance of me to be like, hey, can you move it just for me? You know what I mean? So I didn't want to, like, you know, do that type of stuff.
So none of that was intended as any personal slap at the Bears in any way, Matt, right? I mean, that was not meant on your, like, well, you know what? They have run me in the ground. They have done this. They haven't done right by me. This is not a statement of looking for more paper or anything. Because that's, drew it out to there. That, well, Matt Forte just doing this passive-aggressive, just looking for a new paper, looking for a new deal.
No, I mean, see, the thing, I mean, I talked to Ryan Pace before, before actually when he first got hired, like, went in the office, because we have a mutual friend that I went to college with, and I talked to him, let him know that I wasn't, we actually talked about a contract extension and that type of stuff, and, we discussed that together, and I also let him know, I was like, look, I'm going to Florida to train, and when the schedule just came out, it looks like I'm going to miss the first 2 weeks, and I just want to let you know I'm going to be down there. I'm not, like, angry or anything because, you know, you guys don't want to talk to me about an extension or something like that. But, when we talked about the extension, you know, I was doing, you know, stuff trying to actually help out the team because I have a high cap number this year. And I was like, you know, it kind of makes sense to do an extension where, you know, I can retire as a Bear and be a long tenured Bear and continue the legacy and also, you know, lower my cap number as well. I'm not looking for a huge third contract. You know, I know I'm 29 and then I'm a running back too. And, we talked about that type of stuff, but then I let him know, you know, I'm not angry or I'm holding any grudges or anything. I'm just going to prepare myself the best that I can, that I always do each season, to be prepared when the season comes. And I felt like that's what I needed to do.
Like, just so we know where that stands now, so you're saying there were at least preliminary discussions about the idea of a contract extension, and you're saying that the Bears told you that they weren't doing it at this point, that it would be discussed down the road, or there is just simply an expectation that you are going to be a part of the team and play for, I want to say, the $8.2 million that remains on your contract for this year?
Yeah, we talked about it early in the offseason. And, you know, that's a tough time to talk about it because they just got here and, they have people to look for in free agency to pick up. They also have to get ready for the draft and that type of stuff. And so we did talk about it. And so I was, you know, asking them if we were going to talk about it after that type of stuff. And they said no. So I was like, well, okay. So, you know, no player really wants to play on a one-year deal, because the uncertainty of the future of where you're going to be or where you're going to go. So, everybody wants to point the finger at the player and say, oh, you need to be a team player, be in there and do this stuff. But when it comes to this point, you know, I'm playing on a one-year deal where I don't know where I'm going to be next year. So I have to do my best of my ability to, take care of myself first.
So where does that leave us? If at the moment the Bears are not discussing an extension, you clearly, regardless of whatever the numbers may be, you're speaking very clearly about wanting an extension. Are you committed? Can we take a holdout off the table completely? Or is it possible that you are going to play this out leverage-wise and not be here for OTAs and not commit to playing this season under the terms of that deal?
No. I mean, like I told Ryan, I said we talked about it. And I told him I wasn't holding any grudges and mad or anything. You know, everybody says, you know, you can hold out usually. I'm not that type of dude to do that at this point because I don't really have that leverage. You know, the Bears have the leverage. You know, if they want to give me a contract extension and have me retire as a Chicago Bear and play my entire career here, they can do that.
Okay.
If they don't, then they won't. You know, they won't. It's simple as that. And I'm not going to hold out and stuff like that. Like, my plan from the beginning, and I talked about it with John Fox, talked about it with Ryan Pace, was to go down to Florida, train for a little bit and get my speed training back and do that and then come back and be here, you know, for the offseason. I haven't really missed that much. We have still phase two and phase three of offseason workouts to still go, and I'll be here.
So you'll be at OTAs, the next phase of OTAs?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for me to hold out. I mean, for what? You know, if they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't, they won't. I mean, that's pretty simple to me. I just had to, like I said earlier this week, I had to come to the realization that, you know, this year, you know, every catch that I have or every run that I have, it could be my last as a Chicago Bear. So I have to prepare myself to be in the top shape and be healthy so that I can continue my career, whether it's here or not.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for you, Matt, because we were talking about this the other day. just that, you know, anybody knows this that covers the NFL, that follows it and loves it, whatever, that when you're a 29-year-old running back, with the amount of carries and catches and everything you had, and I know what this offseason deal was like, because I know somebody who's very familiar with what you do and how much it is and how it what this does to your body, particularly last year, that you, as you pointed out, a 29-year-old running back on the last year of a contract, that's pretty much like doing what you asked. Can I retire a Bear? Because that is really tough territory for you, or anybody, any team, to say, yeah, I love Matt Forte, but, right? I mean, so you understand this completely.
Yeah, I mean, I understand both sides, you know, and you have to as a player. And, you know, everybody likes to use the cliche saying, you know, oh, it's a business. But then when the player, you know, wants to, you know, make a business decision and treat it as a business, then he's wrong, or he gets pointed out as the bad guy or something like that. So, you know, like when I got franchised and, you know, I didn't go to the off season then, you know, I didn't